Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Hi, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the big game? Hello, Gilly. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hold on. Gilly, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Gilly. So you like it when people tickle you?
No, I do not.
Oh, man. Don't make Gilly silly.
Yeah, don't tickle the Gilly. Gilly, wear a mask for a week with what on it? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
Go with lady bits.
Lady bits.
Lady bits.
All right.
Lady bits.
All right, Gilly, here is your question. What is MacGyver's first name?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with John.
Nope.
Steve.
Nope.
Tom.
Nope.
Ben.
Nope.
Jack.
Think of a famous rock and roll guitarist. He's ugly.
He's ugly.
He's pasty.
Perry.
Nope. He's Australian.
Oh, Angus?
Yep. Angus MacGyver is his name. Angus. That's why he goes by MacGyver.
Gilly, sorry we didn't offer you as an option on our poll this week. We'll get to you.
All right.
A mask with a Gilly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's your question. What company is behind the slogan, a diamond is forever?
Oh, man.
Zales?
The Zales is Tom Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Bridge?
Is it?
Nope. Not Ben Bridge.
Now, Ben Bridge, what are they? Your beautiful jewelers or something?
Jewelers, Ben Bridge.
Yeah. God, what's the other one? There's another big one, right?
Zale? No, it's
De Beers.
De Beers.
De Beers. All right. Your question. There was Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney with the nipples, and Christian Bale. What actor is taking over as the new cinematic Batman?
The Twilight guy?
It is the Twilight guy.
And then there was Affleck, okay. Right?
What's his name?
That's right, Affleck, right? Mm-hmm. My bad. He was a sparkly little vampire.
Because I think Affleck's going to come back and play Batman in like a cameo.
For like the Justice. Yeah, no, something. For the Flash movie.
Right, that's what it was.
Yeah, the Flash movie. Ted is actually right. The Flash is not a superhero. It's a guy in a trench coat who exposes himself.
Batman stops him.
The Flash. Take a look at this.
You better stay covered up.
Put that back in. No one wants to see that.
I'm the only one with bat wings.
Any guesses?
Uncircumcised?
I picture his face, but I don't know his name.
Robert Pattinson.
Yep, Robert Pattinson.
Ooh.
Question four, Gilly.
Question number four, including Rudolph, how many reindeer does Santa have?
12?
He used to, but during a drought, he had three of them.
Eight?
Nine.
Nine?
Including Rudolph.
Oh, including Rudolph.
Got to have an odd number with Rudolph.
Yeah. Can you? I never remember the names. There's Mike Connor, does. Dixon.
You know, Dancer and Prancer. No.
Dasher Comet and Cupid. Dancer and Prancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
Blitzen.
Wow. My God.
Someone liked Christmas.
Love Christmas.
I never got any gifts.
I remember the reindeer pooped on our roof one year.
Right.
Sad. Got stuck in the gutters.
I saw a reindeer eat a dog.
Jesus.
Is that the Texas State Fair, too?
That was on the National Mall.
I think you're on question number five there, Gilly.
Question number five for you. Who was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, thank you.
Is it a rock and roll artist as we know it traditionally, or is this after that fact?
No, this...
I mean, like, I know what you're saying,
this
but
person commands a lot of respect. I don't know that
no
you
pun
would...
intended?
Pun intended.
I know it. I know it now. It's what? Aretha Franklin.
Okay. That's what I was going to guess. But yeah. No, I mean, like, I know rock and roll is defined a lot of different ways with the Hall of Fame. So.
The Hall of Fame, it means... people know who you are. You've been around for 25 years you're in.
Yeah, right. But she was rock and roll at that time. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Brian, are you on team sober, team not sober?
I am on currently team not sober at the moment.
All right, Brian. How'd you get there?
Well, I started off getting off of work and, well, opened the fridge and got an IPA.
Okay. Good for you.
Nice.
That is all right, Brian. Very simple.
Nothing
description
wrong with
of
a beer at the end of the workday there. What are you going to put on your mask that you're going to wear for a week? Will it be breasts, lady bits, a man twig, or man berries?
I was thinking lady bits, but I feel like my girl would be pissed if I got someone else's thing on my face.
Well, what if you
man bits?
Well, what if you used hers?
Yeah, what if you just took a picture and sent it in and then they made the mask for you? Would you wear her lady bits on your face?
Oh. Well, since that's an equation, I'll definitely go fits then.
All right, okay. Nice.
Because I'm sure she wants you advertising her vagina.
Yeah, we can do the same thing if you want a picture of our twig or berries here. So just let us know.
Send
us
You'll never guess which one is mine.
Right.
All right, here's your question. What hotel chain uses the slogan, pleasing people the world over?
What was the question again?
What hotel chain uses the slogan, pleasing people the world over?
Was that the Hampton?
Hyatt?
No, but it starts with H.
Hilton.
Oh, Hilton.
It still starts with H.
Hampton, Hyatt, Hilton?
Come on, man.
What?
You can find
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
Say what?
But what?
Oh.
Yeah, Holiday Inn.
Okay. All right. I was just listening to the slogan.
Oh, no, I thought the same thing. Like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Pleasing people the world over?
Pleasing people the
That's
world
like
over.
That's like White Castle's going, the world's best hamburger.
Right. As opposed to, we're open.
Yeah, exactly. Come eat. Don't throw up in here.
Right.
If not, go to the Waffle House and leave us alone.
Please dispose of your needles in a needle receptacle in the men's bathroom.
It's actually, there's one at each table.
All right, your question. Concord is the capital of what state?
Concord?
Uh-huh.
As in the jelly.
Oh, as in the jelly. Okay, that makes
sense. The kind that you eat.
All right. Oh. Concord. I'm going to guess Ohio, maybe?
That's Columbus. It's New Hampshire, isn't it?
It is New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly. Nobody cares about New Hampshire. We have a listener in New Hampshire. She calls in every now and again.
She hasn't seen a person in years.
Down there.
Right, there's just nothing interesting about it.
All right, question three, Brian.
Yeah.
Question number, that's why you've been like, Concord.
You know what? It's beautiful there. There's nobody there. It's like the middle of nowhere, if you could be somewhere in the middle of nowhere on the East Coast.
When I was a kid.
That's not a sales pitch at all.
No.
When I was a kid, we used to go up there every summer for like a vacation, and there's like second cousins or something up there. Right. And I remember you had to go to a pump to get water.
Oh, damn. See?
Like a well. My bad.
And that would equate to about 25 mosquito bites by the time you got back.
Yeah, right. All right, the question. How many countries are permanent members of the UN Security Council?
The UN Security Council, huh?
I'll give you a hint. There are 15 countries involved in it at any one time, but a certain number of them are permanent.
Huh. That's a tricky one.
And I almost just told you. I put the tongue brakes on.
I'm going to guess 13.
Five.
Oh, five.
Because I went...
Uh-huh, and I went, that sounds like five.
Right. That'd be the United States, Russia, China, France, and the UK. All right, your question. What type of farm animal is a Chester White?
Chester White. Is that like a deer or an elk?
No, farm animal.
Farm animal.
Farm animal.
Oh, farm animal. Wait, you can't have deers as farm animals?
Well, do you know anyone who farms deer?
I actually do, surprisingly.
I know people who have pet deer. They farm deer for what, the venison?
Yeah, pretty much.
How do they keep them on the property? They can jump 7 feet high.
I don't know. Shot collars, maybe?
All right, how about
I don't raise deer.
Traditional farm animals.
Yeah, you know, like the kind you might get at a grocery store in a package.
All right, Like a bison? A cow?
You got some crazy people farming in your world, man. I don't know what game you're playing, but I'm going to guess a horse.
A pig. Uh-huh. And if your name is Chester White, just know you're also a pig.
Also sounds like a cigarette.
It does. I'll take one of them Chester Whites.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, this dame was all over me.
Chester Whites. Dames will be all over you.
Spreading lung cancer for the last 200 years.
4 out of 5 doctors approve. Chester White.
Selling 100.
Chester White.
It's one thing we're against, it's filters.
Swing for the fences with Chester White.
No filter, no problem. Chester White.
All right, your question. What country's cuisine includes kimchi and bulgogi?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I was talking about this yesterday with a coworker. Oh. That's like Korean, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well done, Brian.
Very good.
What is bulgogi? Bulgogi.
Beef. Like beef. There's different.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I almost guarantee everybody in here's had it.
Yes.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the game?
Hello, Phil. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Jesus Christ, Phil here.
Oh boy.
Hello. Hold on. Phil, sober, not sober.
Oh, I'm smoking some sugar cookies from my favorite pot shop up here, Bay Shore.
Are you saying you're not sober, Phil?
Oh, no. Jesus Christ is not sober. You see, I have some sugar cookies.
Does anyone understand what's happening?
I don't even understand
this version of reality.
Are you sober or are you not sober?
I am not sober, my friends. I've been smoking some sugar cookies, some 5x1 gram B-rolls.
Hey, Phil, do you know a guy named Eastwood?
Oh, yes, he's a good friend of mine. Yes, he is. Yeah, he told me to call you. I've called you and BJ before. The Rev had me call BJ, and so I talked to him. So I thought I'd call you. My father named me Jesus Christ when I was very, very young. I was peeing on his shoes in the closet, and he yelled at me, Jesus Christ, Phil, and then I was playing with fire a couple times, and it was always Jesus Christ. I had goddammit George, my brother, but, you know, I'm Jesus Christ, Phil.
Good. I was just getting ready to ask that, so thank you.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to clarify. That's great.
Is this kind of like a ruse you're playing right now, Phil?
No, this is just me, you know, I told you.
Are you not allowed to call the show anymore? Did the cops tell you not to make any phone calls? Is that what's going on?
I told you that before, that there's multiple personalities in this body, and it just wanted to call in and talk to you guys, you know. And,
as Phil?
You know, well, that's who I am. I'm
okay.
Phil.
All right.
You just say Phil. That's
Phil, you're going to wear a mask for a week. Are you going to have breasts on the front, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
Well, it'll be eyes and a vagina.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, Eastwood.
Man, when you say it, it sounds worse. All right, here's your question.
I love you guys.
The delicacy foie gras comes from what part of a duck or goose?
Foie gras.
You eat that on every Friday night, don't you, Phil?
Foie gras Fridays?
Yeah. Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah, foie gras Fridays. Hello. What's that now?
Liver. You know, the liver.
Ah, our liver. Nice. Okay, all right. Great talking to you, Phil.
Why are you going to lie to him? I feel like I was just on an episode of Doctor Who.
Whoa.
Like, okay. Where did we go?
All right. Game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK.
Man, that thing's getting a little loose.
It is.
Yeah, a little bit. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Kyle, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Kyle, welcome to the show. Kyle, we all know you got to wear a mask, but what's going to be on the front of it for 1 week? Will you wear one with breasts, lady bits, a man twig, or man berries?
I got to go with breasts.
Breasts it is.
Going with the breasts.
All right, here is your question. How many spaces are on a standard Monopoly board?
Oh, let me think here. 50?
40.
40.
40, yeah. Yep.
40.
All right, question number two for you. What planet in our solar system is known as the Earth's twin?
Venus?
You got it.
Nice.
Well done. That's one. They think they found, what, fart life on that thing? Is that what the...
Maybe. They found, what is it, a phosphate?
Explain, break this down for us in non-scientific terms.
Basically, there are at least on this planet, there are certain gases that we only detect because it comes from life, all right?
So it originates from life. So they're speculating if that gas is there, then life probably produces.
Possibly.
Or
possibly.
Right. Okay.
Right. Yeah, so they get all excited.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
But yes, basically they found a fart. They found a fart trace. And where there's a fart, there's a butt, and where there's butt, there's life. That's layman's terms.
Okay.
That's how Neil deGrasse Tyson would say.
Someone farted on Venus.
Yeah. Somebody farted on Venus, and we're going to take a look. Hello, Shay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up? Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Shay, are you sober or not
Shane,
sober?
Shane,
my son.
I am not sober.
All right, Shane, what are you over there doing?
Smoking a little bit of Granddaddy Purp.
Granddaddy Purp?
Okay, classic.
Great.
That is a classic.
Yeah. Shane, what mask are you wearing for a week? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
Some vajayjay.
All right. You and Phil.
All right there, my stone friend. Here's your question. How many Infinity Stones does Thanos collect in the Avengers movies?
Five, I believe, right?
So close. So close. He had to get the Mind Stone. He had to get the Power Stone. He had to get the Reality Stone. When he started cooking, he got the Soul Stone. He got the Space Stone. And then number six, he got the Time Stone. Six. Yeah.
Okay. He's got the whole collection.
Yeah, the whole collection. He had to go to McDonald's that many times, you know, all six.
The soul stone.
That's how we even said it in the movie. I need the soul stone. I'm dancing tonight. All right, which blood type is universal?
O? I don't know.
Close. O negative.
Question three.
Question number three for you. What mythological creature was the longtime mascot for Mobil Gas?
Oh, yeah.
For Mobil what?
Mobil Gas, as in the gas stations.
My Pegasus?
Oh, wow.
That's it. Remember the big white
horse? You saying a Cyclops?
Yeah.
Mike, were you saying a Cyclops?
Yeah.
The Cyclops?
Put the gas nozzle in his eyes?
I don't know if I remember that Pegasus.
You don't remember that?
If you see the logo, you'll know. You'd be like, oh, yeah.
It'll take you back to childhood, probably.
Was he made out of just plain old white sidewalk chalk?
That's all they had back then.
Damn, man. Hit us where it hurts.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Famous foods named after people. Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jeremy, you sober or not sober?
Sober, sir.
All right, Jeremy. Okay. You know you got to wear a mask there, Jeremy. What's going to have on the front for 1 week? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
I was going with the lady bits. Can I do it like horizontal so it still looks like I'm smiling?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. Great idea.
And maybe my tongue is sticking out?
Depends.
Just a little bit of it.
Depends.
All right. Here's your question. How many characters are there in the board game Clue?
Immediately comes to head, 8.
Six.
Miss Scarlet, Professor Plum, Mrs. Peacock, the Reverend Green, Colonel Mustard, and their newest character, Dr. Orchid.
Reverend Al Green.
Yes, Reverend Al Green.
Dr. Orchid?
Dr. Orchid, yes.
That sounds evil.
It does sound creepy as hell, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, your next question. What instrument did Jack steal from the giant in Jack and the Beanstalk?
Was it a flute?
No.
Axe?
Harp. He also stole his andropenis, but the giant asked that part be written out.
Wasn't so giant after all.
All right, question number 3 for you, Jeremy. What does the letter F stand for in JFK's name?
Fitzgerald.
Very good. Good talking to Jeremy.
That's also what how Betty Ford described her butt.
Fitzgerald?
Oh. Jesus.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK. Presidential jokes.
Presidential Ford jokes.
Who is the next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitches.
Hola. Aaron, well played, are you sober, sir. Not sober?
I have smoked a bowl, so I am not sober.
All right, Aaron, welcome to the show. Okay, you got to wear a mask for a week. What's on the front? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
So I know you guys are South Park fans, and I can't get the image out of Butters walking around with testicles hanging from his chin.
Okay, yeah.
Excuse me. Berries. I'm going to do that.
All right, Aaron.
Berries.
I like you, man. You're brave.
All right. Your question, what slow-moving animal has the most teeth of any animal?
Most teeth, you said.
Most teeth. Most toothus.
In their whole entire mouth?
I mean, a shark's got 3 rows, so I'm going to say a shark.
That was my guess.
Yeah, I mean.
And I was wrong as well.
But sharks aren't slow.
Sharks are not slow, and also their teeth keep growing back, right?
Slow.
Okay. Oh, sloth.
Nope.
Not a sloth.
A turtle.
You're not going to guess this in a million years.
Can I have a hint?
Like a turtle that has a shell.
An aardvark?
Nope.
Or, I'm sorry, an armadillo?
Slow armadillo? Moving. Slow.
Is it a snail?
It's a snail.
Oh.
On average, they have 1,000 teeth.
That explains all the slobber.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about the snail trail. We have all these teeth. I just...
That's actually thrush.
Right.
Oh, God. Hey, snail, you got some stuff in the corner of your mouth.
Wipe it with your eye stalk. All right, your question. What type of animal is Harry Potter's pet?
Harry Potter's pet?
Yeah.
Pretty sure they all had owls, right?
That is correct.
Right.
Very good.
Love
good talking
guys.
To Aaron, man. You too. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Hola!
Rob, are you sober or not sober?
I am so sober, it's sad.
Oh, sad, sober Rob.
Oh, by the way, someone chimed in and says, Patrick Fitzgerald. And Gerald Fitzpatrick.
Rob, wear a mask for a week. What's it going to have on the front? Breasts, lady bits, a man twig, or man berries?
Breasts.
Breasts it is.
Breasts.
Breast tied with bits.
Breasts. Breast and bits. Would you go to a restaurant called Breast and Bits?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about twig and berries? It sounds like a Seattle place.
Oh, you've got it. Oh, my gosh.
Not.
They have the greatest beet salad at Twig and Berries. Have you had the cedar plank salmon at Twig and Berries? They don't season it.
K Get their sampler platter. It's called the full undercarriage.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
Do you like funky cheeses?
That ain't cheese.
Sometimes you can't even tell if it's cheese or something else entirely. Twig and berries.
All right, what's the question?
Just hold on, we're riffing for a minute.
We're having fun, man.
Having fun with twig and berries.
Yeah, come on. It's a new restaurant we're opening up. Tents branching out.
We're driving by Alfred's in Tacoma.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's going to be our first location. Twig and Berries of Tacoma.
Tuesday. Right beside Asado.
Tuesday cocktails are only $25.
Only. All right. Your question.
It's the Roman goat.
Which state was the first to secede from the Union in 1860?
Georgia.
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
South Kakalaki. And while we're on the topic of South Carolina, what is the capital of South Carolina?
Columbia?
Nice.
That's correct. Well job, done, man.
All right,
well
done. Very good.
For the University of South Carolina is.
That's right. Only reason I know that.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Laura. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Laura, are you sober there? Sounds like you're driving.
Yeah, I'm sober right now.
All right. Laura, you got to wear a mask for a week. What's on the front? Breasts, lady bits, a man twig, or man berries?
I think I'm going to say some breasts.
You're going to go breasts. Very good.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to wear a picture of your own on your face?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, cool.
All personalized.
And you can let people know. These aren't just any breasts. Yeah. These are my breasts.
These are mine.
So stop staring. Creep.
Keep it up. Keep it down there if you want.
Right. My eyes are up here.
Right.
Directly above the breast you're staring at. All right, here's your question. What war saw the first soldier buried in Arlington's Tomb of the Unknowns?
What war?
Yep.
Oh, goodness. The Civil War?
That'd be my guess. World War One?
World War One.
Ah,
dang it. All right, we got a multiple choice question for you here. If you suffer from epistaxis, what the hell is wrong with you? Sore throat, bloody nose, headache, or stubbed toe?
I'm going to go with stubbed toe.
Not a stubbed
sore throat?
Bloody nose.
Oh, bloody nose.
Laura, your question. What pop singer refers to her fans as little monsters? Presumably because they're so ugly.
What? Can you repeat it?
What pop singer refers to her fans as little monsters?
Lady Gaga.
Well, technically it's Lady Gaga. But yes, we will accept
okay.
that. Lady Gaga.
I saw her. That means I'm a little monster.
You saw her?
Yeah, I saw her in Vegas.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
She did one song I knew.
What did what was Lady Gaga wearing? How many wardrobe changes?
Oh, what do you mean? What was she not wearing? I'm telling you what, she'd disappear between every single song.
Really?
She'd come back. Sometimes she'd come back like looking like a T-Rex, and then the next moment she's naked. You never know.
Is there any rhyme? Like she comes out in a costume, and then she's singing a song. Like, is there a connection, or does she just change into whatever?
Just shares it, basically, for the most part. Yeah.
Game
is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
He learned that at Little Monster School.
Yeah, Little Monster
School. I got the T-shirt.
Hello, Wilma. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Wilma, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, welcome to the show. I think you're our first Wilma ever.
What percentage of the time do you get Flintstones jokes when you introduce yourself?
All the time.
I bet. All right, Wilma, you got to wear a mask for a week. What's it going to have on the front? Your breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
Breasts.
Breasts it is.
Breasts.
Okay.
Breasts.
All right, Wilma, your question. In what state is the Basketball Hall of Fame located?
Ooh. Oh, good Lord. Ohio?
Ted, go ahead.
Massachusetts.
Yes.
Springfield.
Yes.
That's a lovely little town in the western part of the state.
You know, I've never been there.
Amherst, all that area.
I stick to the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my family lives in Cape Cod.
Oh, well, that'd be one. All right, Wilma, your question. In a standard deck of cards, which of the face cards are the only ones whose hair is colored?
Jax.
Damn, Wilma. Very good.
Damn, Wilma.
Damn, Wilma, you nailed it. Now make me a pot roast.
Right, you can't say her name with the word damn in front of it without just feeling like an old black man.
Where's the beans? I am Wilma. You know I don't eat without beans. Big Dummy is the game. 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next
beans in the bedroom?
You know I need beans all the time, Wilma.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the bedroom.
Joe.
Oh, hey, hold on. Hold on. Chris, you sober, not sober. Chris, are you there?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, we are. Are you sober or not sober?
Oh, hey. Sober.
Okay. All right. You called us. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Chris, wear a mask for a week. Breast, Lady Bits, Man Twig, or Man Berries. What's going to be on the front there?
Lady Bits.
Lady Bits it is.
Lady Bits. That's going to be a future pop star. I'm Lady Bits.
Ooh, Lady Kibbles and Bits. Maybe she'll eat that.
All right, your question. In the movie Toy Story, what's the name of the kid next door who blows up toys?
It's too easy, Sid.
All right.
One and
wow,
done.
That one done pretty quick, Chris. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Great getting to know him.
Yeah, it was a fantastic time. Hello, Jonathan. Dummy. Welcome to the men's room.
Jonathan, are you there?
Oh, hey,
you
come here.
Yeah, there you go. Hello, Jonathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Jonathan, sober, not sober?
Is that not sober?
Not sober, sir.
Okay. You going to be able to pull this off, Jonathan?
I'm pulling stuff off.
All right, good. Wear a mask for a week. What's it got on the front? Breast, Lady Bits, Man Twig, or Man Berries? Put the bong down.
I got it. What? Radio? Okay. Put the bong down. No, I can't do that. I'm going to go with Bits on the face.
Bits. Okay. I think that's what you said. All right. Jonathan, there's a microphone at the bottom of your phone. You're going to need to speak into that.
Okay. Is this better?
That is much better. We're just doing a little 101 here. We know you just got that thing.
All right, Jonathan. Here's your question. What is Colonel Sanders' first name?
Colonel.
Leroy.
Harland.
Harland. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Harland Sanders.
That makes a lot of sense.
How does that make a lot of sense?
It just sounds like that would be his first name.
He looks like a dude whose name would be
Harland Williams or any of these guys. I mean, just
it's like Orville Redenbacher.
That's a Kentucky name if you've ever heard it.
Yes, it is. All right, speaking of names, what is the name of the Grinch's dog? There's also a 2015 movie about a dog with the same name.
Dog movie. Air Bud. No, not that one. Hold on. Dog movie. I don't know dog movies. I don't know. Grinch Jr.
Marley.
Max.
Max?
Yeah, Max.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
Question three, Jonathan.
Question number three. What horror movie character will appear if you chant his name five times in a mirror?
Something man. It's hold on, I'm there. You gotta give me it's like the Simmer Man fudge. I don't know.
We even put you on the high timeline. You know, a little extra time.
Oh, I knew it.
Couldn't make it. Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
That one.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Oh, bummer. It appears we've lost Jonathan. Let's get a brand new contestant in line for Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and
whores! Liquor and whores!
Jacob, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Jacob. Jacob, wear a mask for a week. What's on the front? Breast, Lady Bits, Man Twig, or Man Berries?
I'm having to go with the tatas.
All right.
The tatas.
Would you be willing to put a picture of yours on there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, here's your question. What famous ship was sunk on May 7th, 1915?
Was that the Titanic?
Ah, famous ship. Famous How many ship. Can there be?
Come on.
1950.
You learned this one in school.
The Luther.
Close. It's just the Luther. Yes, people.
No,
will shout
I know it's
it.
Like the Lusitania.
Lusitania. Yeah.
Lusitania.
Boom. All right. History class. Zap. Zap. I learned something. I remembered it.
All right. What American actor is the first star to star in 8 consecutive number one hit movies?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
That's not a terrible guess.
Arnold?
Nope.
Is it older?
No, this guy's still around, and according to Mike Hawk's list, what, earlier this week or last week, no one cares about him anymore.
Nicolas Cage?
No.
He was number one.
He was in
Denzel. Denim-
Will Smith.
Oh.
So okay. It starts with Men in Black 2, then Bad Boys 2, then I, Robot, Shark Tale, Hitch, The Pursuit of Happiness, I Am Legend, then Hancock.
Hmm.
Not a bad string of movies.
Not at all.
You know, Hancock wasn't bad.
I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. Maybe I need Fair. To watch it again.
Like I said, wasn't bad.
All right, Jacob, I got you on question number 3 here.
Question number 3, what is the more common name for bovine spongiform encephalopathy?
Can you repeat that? I couldn't hear that.
I can try. What is the more common name for bovine spongiform encephalopathy?
I have no idea.
Is that mad cow disease?
Mad cow disease, yeah.
Bovine.
Bovine spongiform encephalopathy. All right, your question. Nancy Cartwright provides the voice of what animated character?
She provides many, but Bart Simpson.
There you go. Wow. Nice job.
What other voices does she do, by the way? I'm curious. Okay.
That was great having you on the show, Jay. Yeah, very good. All you had to do is get one and done. You're good.
You got anything there, Mike?
I got a handful. I agree with him. She has done a handful of different voices here. Her biggest one, obviously, is Bart Simpson. Sure. I gotta go to her IMDb here for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Okay. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola, Andrea. Are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay. What are you doing over there? How are you being devious?
I had a shot. A customer gave me a shot.
What'd you get a shot of?
ESB.
You didn't ask us if we wanted one.
Yeah, I know. What the hell?
That's not very cool. All right, whatever. Brown sugar bourbon. All right, taking a wear mask for a week there, Andrea. We'll be with your breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries on the front.
The breast.
The breast.
All right there, Andrea. Your question, what is Indiana Jones's first name?
Indiana?
It now, would seem like that would be the right answer.
Because his dad calls him it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doug.
Charles.
Come on, Mike.
Gary.
Kevin.
This is killing me. It's almost a girlish name. He was named after the dog.
Thaddeus.
Sheila.
Nope. I'm going to kick myself. I know it.
I'm not going to tie.
Doggone it.
It's not going to tie. I don't want to.
Question two, Andrew.
Question number two. What is a group of mosquitoes called and not a swarm?
An inconvenience?
That's the right answer.
That's not a bad guess.
I was
going
to say a bother.
But basically, as they do name these groups, it is a scourge.
Scourge.
Oh.
Was it just Junior?
Henry.
No kidding.
Henry Jones.
All right, Andrew. Question three. You got this. We're not going to let you go without you getting a question right, okay?
Oh, no. Yeah, thanks.
Your question. What year did the Mayflower transport the first English Puritans to the New World?
1750?
Wow, no.
I'll say 1607.
Nope.
Oh.
1620.
Wait a minute. Oh, I guess that ship in particular.
The Mayflower.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamestown was founded in 1609.
Oh, nine. Okay. I think it was.
So nine. Seven, I think.
Jamestown.
Yeah.
Where racist dolphins live. Mm-hmm.
Question right. Four, Andrew.
And going to that aquarium. All right, question number four. What movie introduced the character HAL 9000?
What was that?
What movie introduced the character HAL 9000?
HAL 9000?
That's the question.
How old are you, Andrea?
27.
This is way ahead of your time, way before your time.
I don't know.
Was it Space Odyssey?
Yep, 2001, A Space Odyssey. A classic movie that you shouldn't bother to watch.
It is really boring.
God.
Even if you're stoned like you are right now, it doesn't help.
Yeah, it didn't help at all.
I mean,
seriously. Well, the beginning's cool because monkeys fight and they beat the piss out of each other with a bone.
It made Close Encounters look exciting.
Boy, that's another. Yeah.
Or Tron.
Tron sucked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your question. What type of plant is a saguaro?
It's a cactus.
Okay.
Well done.
Very good. There you go on Big Dummy. Still to come, head chef in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has famous foods named after people on the way.
We got some clarification on Indiana Jones. His name was, in fact, Henry Jones. It was Henry Jones Jr. The dog's name was Indiana.
Oh.
There you go.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.